Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Injustice Radar podcast with your disappointed host, Michael Terabay.
I eat at Chipotle a lot, and for no other reason than they know what I order when I walk in, and they start to prepare it because I get the same thing every time I go, and the whole staff knew it. I never changed my order, but on this day, at this one particular location I'd gone to for years, I was suddenly asked to leave and not come back. This is Season 1, Episode 10. First, I want to thank everyone for listening to this unusual podcast here. In the podcast world, they say not many podcasts get to or past 10 episodes. So yeah, it's a first milestone for Injustice Radar. So again, thanks for the inspiration to keep going forward. And I do hope to have guests at some point, so I'm looking forward to that. All right, where were we? Okay, so from a past episode about my eating habits as a kid and still today, I spoke about what I have to go through every day to feed myself, and it's not fun. I'd gone to the same Chipotle maybe 2-3 times a week for years at the same location. You can make your own judgments already about that. But anyway, here's my order every time I went. Burrito, plain brown rice, here we go. Yes, they have to get it from the back and scoop it up for me. Black beans, chicken, and a little bit of cheese. And of course, a small unsweet tea every time. To make a note here is that the bowls are bigger, so you do get more food in a bowl than a burrito, and I've heard that the burrito size has actually gotten smaller. So there's that. And I can't imagine having to ask the same questions over and over again. But at this location I went to, everyone knew my order. Except this one young lady with the blue and red dyed hair. Every time she'd ask me, burrito or bowl, until I started saying burrito before she had the chance to move it along. Then while they put the tortilla in the round heater press thing, they asked what kind of rice, which I'd say plain brown rice. They have it for me behind you on the counter. That's when I get the first look. Then, as they add the rice, it's what kind of beans and protein. By the way, I hate that word protein. Some do ask what kind of meat, which I guess sounds better, but still. All right, this young lady, every time she was there when I went, never remembered my order, ever. There were many times when other employees would tell her, oh, he gets this, or hey, his rice is behind you already. Nope, she never remembered me, ever. Okay, I can deal with that. But this is my problem, though. Every time I told her what I wanted after she asked me, she would ask me again seconds later, as if she didn't remember what she just asked me or what I said seconds ago. It's so frustrating. Now, every time she was there, I had to try a new tactic. When she asked me what I wanted while she was scooping something else up, I'd say, I wasn't sure yet, or let me think about it. Then when she was done, I'd tell her what to get next. And this worked out for a while, but it was tiresome. Now, I will say she wasn't the only one like this, and it wasn't just at Chipotle either. I started to notice this extremely short-term memory loss everywhere. Jamba Juice, Starbucks, any place where you're at the register ordering anything at all. Is it the smartphone? I don't know. But here's a fun test to try. Watch someone scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, and then stop them and ask, what was the last 5 photos? Or whose accounts did they just look at on their phone? I bet you'd be surprised, or maybe not. Have we lost this ability to memorize anything anymore? Are we even using our brains? Ah, and that's another topic altogether. Okay, so I got kicked out of Chipotle. Here's how it happened. After several years dealing with this, being asked a question and answering the question, then moments later asking me the same question again, it's like a scene in Groundhog Day. I'm standing there jaw-dropped at what's become of us. I was having a really bad day and I wasn't handling it in the best way. This time I admit I let loose. When she asked me again what I had just told her, I said, and by the way, this is my first explicit warning episode. Here comes. I said to her, I just fucking told you, figure it out. And that was enough. As I'm eating my Chipotle away from everyone, The manager comes up to me and says she's been getting complaints about me being rude to the employees, and not only would she not let me answer or defend myself or say anything, she said I could finish my meal and then please don't come back here anymore. I will say that I was greeted when I came in all the time by the staff and the cook in the back that got my rice for me as I walked up, and we greeted each other too. I couldn't just not say anything to this travesty. I looked at the manager as she was walking away and I said, there are a lot of places to eat in this town. So then I took my time finishing, and then I walked back to get more tea before I left. Fast forward in time here. I've since been going to another location ever since, and everyone there has been great, and the normal service has resumed. I'm much happier there, and I will note that the manager at the old place has left, and I've seen the cook at other places around town. I guess they work at more than one place, right? And he finally told me one day that no one liked that manager anyway. All right, I think I'm gonna go to Chipotle now. Thanks for listening to the Injustice Radar Podcast. One can follow on Instagram and Twitter if you like. Stay safe.